Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome in again to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. As always, pleasure to be with you. Twitter is at Real Golf or X. It's available. Join the conversation. Let us know what you think. Let us know where you're listening. Always love to hear that, and thanks again for your support here in year 25 of Talking Golf with you on Real Golf Radio. Dave Glauser producing, Bob Casper and Brian Taylor. And joining us in just a few minutes, Jeff Rude, veteran golf journalist. He's mostly retired right now, but a great mind in the game. We'll catch up with Rude and see what he has to say and what he's thinking these days. Plus, America's favorite caddy on the back nine, hour number two. Always good stuff. Everyone looks forward to the caddy. Bob, good to be with you as always. Yeah. Rory McIlroy being interviewed this week, and he was asked about what motivates him. And he came back with the confession that he wants to become the greatest European golfer of all time. And it sparked my mind. And I'm like, we got to talk about this. This will be fun to explore. Like, is he close? Is this a daunting test? Is this something he can overcome? And I also couldn't help but notice he wanted to clarify as European, conceding that it's pretty much impossible to catch Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus or, you know, whoever, wherever you feel is the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Rory's. He's still got some stuff to do as far as the European Ryder Cup or the European Tour is concerned, but
and Ryder Cup.
But you know, we teased a little bit, but Sir Nick Faldo and probably Seve are my top two on the list.
All right, so we're going to talk about that. And what are the qualifications? What would be required to be known as the greatest European? I think you have to have some order of merits in there. You know, I mean, Monty ran away with that one, what, seven in a row? Yep. You've got to have some Ryder Cup points. It's very critical on the European side. You've got to be able to win in America and as well as around the world. And major championships are always the barometer, isn't it?
Yes.
For when you talk about greatest of all time in the game, major championships, especially in the modern day, they kind of lead the way. Rory's got four.
Wins and majors.
Yeah, Rory's got four. We'll talk about where he needs to get to. Plus, some of the greatest comebacks in light of the presidential race. Comeback stories in the game of golf. We'll get into that as well. Jeff Rude joins us next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
The holidays are coming up, and I know they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but I was feeling stressed about getting what I needed for hosting. So I went to Kohl's, where I not only found amazing deals on everything from decor to table essentials to cooking must-haves, I also got 20% off with a coupon. So if you want to truly be the host with the most this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends November 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, always good to be with you. And you know what? We got a special guest coming up next. He's a little bit of a hero of ours. He was a mentor of ours for sure and somebody that we looked up to when we first got into the business 25 years ago. And he was caddying on tour when I was born. So the guy's been around. He's seen a lot of stuff. And you know, the biggest thing is he hates to be rude, but he was born that way. Jeff Rude joining us right now. Rude, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm feeling very old after that. He was caddying on tour when I was born. Yeah, I'm feeling like an old.
I was too, Jeff.
Right,
I was too. Yeah.
You were not. You weren't caddying when you were 14, Bob. I just turned 50 this year. So when we were talking before the show, you said you were caddying on tour 50 years ago. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. By the way, it was an amazing different tour back then. You know, where caddies would sleep 4 to a room, and there were 10 or 12 black players out there, and there were a lot of African American caddies. You know, now the money's so big that guys bring their assistant pro and their buddy college teammate out as a caddy, and it was a different world. I caddied for Butch Baird. I made $125 a week plus, I think, 3%. Yeah. Unless he won, then the percentage went up to 10. Yeah.
Yeah. I think when I caddied for my dad, it was $500 a week and 3% if he made the cut. And, it was mostly on the Champions Tour when I caddied for him. So it was 5%. And if he won, I got 10. So,
right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, so did you have a caddy nickname? Because I hear all caddies have a nickname.
You know, it was just a summer job. I don't think I was out there long enough to have a nickname.
Okay.
But no nickname for me. But there were some good ones. There was Golf Ball, and then there was Rabbit, and then there was White Rabbit, and you know, there Killer Sam. There were some
Cemetery.
Big Herman Mitchell. You know,
Herman Mitchell. Mitchell.
Yeah. There were some characters out there.
That's awesome. Yeah. Jeff Rude joining us here on Real Golf Radio. All right, so just generally speaking, I mean, we're kind of in this, just wrapping up the fall series and about to take a little bit of hiatus. Got a couple of silly seasons that are going to take place, Tigers event and whatnot. We'll go back to the, you know, Kapalua and kick things off again after the holidays. But what's kind of your just general what's your general feel of the tour after this season? Kind of where are you at right now?
Well, I think my general feel is we have a special player that maybe we didn't expect we'd have a special player this fast, you know, after the Woods era, you know, with Scottie Scheffler. And you know, and we got another guy who looks like he could be a really special one, two majors this year, Shoffley. But, you know, golf is fractured. I don't watch as much as I used to. You know, the LIV thing soured me a little bit. And you know what? Watching Scottie Scheffler every chance I can get is a treat.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Seven times this year he's won. Plus he won the gold medal. So, it's not too often that you see somebody do that like Tiger or VJ or whomever. It was a pretty phenomenal year.
Yeah. Was that eight with the Olympics? Seven,
yes.
Seven official tour events. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I don't think you can find it. I mean, I don't think you can find a better role model either. Can you? I mean, you know, I think he's number one on tour as a player and number one on tour as a role model. And, you know, he had that year, even though he got cut from behind at a major championship. Think about that one. Think about that. Think about if they ever did that to Tiger Woods. I mean, come on.
I think they did. Not on the golf course.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, not on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Rue joining us here. Hey, let's talk about some players, because one of the interesting comments that they interviewed Rory McIlroy this week, and I loved it. He came out and he's, you know, some the question was around, you know, what still motivates you, and he said, you know, something that kind of surprised me. You don't hear this all that often out of players, but he honestly said, look, I want to be the best European Tour player, best player from Europe ever. And mm-hmm. It kind of got me thinking, and I was like, well, that's a big statement. But then As I've thought about it, Jeff, I don't know if there's that many guys ahead of him that he has to kind of overtake. What do you think?
Well, there are some. Let me just talk about motivation first of all. You know, I asked Phil Mickelson probably 15, 20 years ago if trying to beat Tiger motivated him, how much that motivated him, and Tiger had Phil at the time had a major or two, and Tiger had a bunch, and he goes, listen, I'm never going to win as many majors as him, okay, but what if I start beating him? So my thing is, if I start beating him, what does that make me? Because a lot of people think he's the greatest player of all time. So what would they make me? And then, you know, from that point on, head to head, when they played together, Phil won more times head to head, just barely, you know, from like 05 on, 06 on, somewhere in there, and then won more majors than him down the stretch. So that was his motivation. David Duval, you know, when he was working with Bob Rotella, said, you know, I want to, you know, I got, he married a woman who had kids. He goes, I want to play well for the kids. And Rotella said, you know, take your motivation however you can get it. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, look at when Stephen Ames said, you know, Tiger Woods, it's amazing the scores he's shooting based on where he drives the ball. And then he beat him, what, 9-8 in the match play. So yeah. Motivation, you know, Michael Jordan used, you know, different kind of motivators like that. But, yes, back to McIlroy, yes, he has a chance to. But you know what, the last decade set him back a little bit. You know, no majors since 2014. That's a big, that's, you know, that those are prime years. So he's going to have to get busy. He's going to have to get busy. And you know, I mean, you got, now it depends on how you want to frame European players. Okay. I mean, Harry Vardon's probably the best European player ever, but you know, he played, 120 years ago. The best modern day European tour player is Nick Faldo, who won 6 majors, and was, a Darth Vader figure for so long. 3 Masters, 3 British Opens. He's got a ways to go. And then there's the Arnold Palmer of European golf, Seve Ballesteros, who flamed out early, but would be on, if there's a Mount Rushmore of European golf, he's certainly on it. So, but yes, McIlroy's got, what's he got, 4 majors? He rattles off 3 more, and he could make an argument for it.
So you started right there. You started with majors. That's the defining thing, isn't it? With professional golf today, majors is the defining checkbox, right? That's what you have to have to be the best.
Well, it is. Here's the thing. Colin Montgomery won 7 money titles in a row, mm-hmm. 8 total, 7 in a row. He was the king of Europe for 7 straight years. That's a remarkable thing. But no majors. So to your point, yes, that, and not only did Molly win 7 money titles in a row, he's arguably the best Ryder Cup player of all time. So, but you can't, you can't put him in the top 5 or whatever because of the major championships. To your point,
let alone a PGA Tour event, he didn't win a PGA Tour event over here as well.
Yeah, I think the only event he won in the United States was the Anderson Consulting event, I think, an unofficial event, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't play over here full time now, so you got to cut him a little break there. But, he was a really great player. He really was. So, I hear people say, well, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Come on. He won 7 straight money titles over there. How many do you need to win?
Yeah.
Rory's working on his 6th right now. Not in a row, by the way.
He's working on the 6th over there, order of merit.
Yep.
Correct.
Well, that's pretty impressive since he, considering he plays this tour full time and has for a long time. I think it's a little different now because of the crossover stuff, but
Jeff Rude joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned, more with Jeff as we continue here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it.
With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. Preview is open. You can actually come stay at the hotel. You can play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, which hosted the PGA Tour, which will host the LPGA Tour next spring and the PGA Tour again next fall and over the next consecutive years. So do it now. Great opportunity to come and experience what Black Desert has. Yeah, there's a lot of construction going on. Still in a preview period, but a great chance to come and experience Black Desert Resort, blackdesertresort.com. Continuing now with our good friend Jeff Rude, as we've been talking about Rory McIlroy, again, making the statement this week that he wants to become the best European player in history.
Listen, I love Rory McIlroy. I wish he was my next-door neighbor. I enjoy being around him. I think he's a class act, but it pains me sometimes watching him in majors, like at Pinehurst in the U.S. Open this year, when, you know, stuff just happens. You know, stuff just happens. You know, like Augusta when he had a chance to, you know, win the career Grand Slam and he drives it over, you know, by the cabins on 10th. So, sometimes it's hard to watch him if you're rooting for him.
So you're talking about Faldo. Faldo has 43 professional wins. He has 30 in Europe, 9 on the PGA Tour, and then about 10 others. And as you said, 6 major championships, 89, 90, 96 in the Masters, and 87, 90, and 92 at the Open Championship. And then when you look at Rory, Rory has 40 professional wins. But as you said, 4 majors, 26 on the PGA Tour, and 17 in Europe. So a little bit kind of the other direction where Rory's kind of been more focused on the PGA Tour, while Nick was more focused on the European Tour to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most of Europe's top players over the year are long dead. You know, Willie Perk Sr., Tom Morris Jr., Tom Morris Sr., you know, Harry Barden, J.H. Taylor, James Braid, you know, a lot of their best players are not in the modern era. But, you know, there are Hall of Famers in the modern era, obviously, Langer and Woosnam, and, you know, we mentioned Monty.
What about Seve?
Seve's, you know, in the modern era, Seve's the second best European player next to Faldo. So, You know, and then you got some other guys who are in the Hall of Fame, Lyle and Olafable, and did I mention Longer? So, Jacklin was a nice player, but as far as great players, no, we're looking at Faldo and Seve. We're looking at the heart of those Ryder Cups when Europe started, taking them over.
Yeah. I love that you brought up the Ryder Cup. And I think if you want to be the all-time best European player, you have to perform in the Ryder Cup. It's valued so highly. You look at Sergio, he leads all-time European points with 28.5. Rory's sitting at 18, which right now would put him 8th. It would put him 8th on the list of all time.
Okay.
Can he make up 18 Ryder Cup points in 10 years?
Well, no, I don't think he can. But it's a bit of a different animal. But Monty was so good at it. Sergio, one of the things you said about Sergio at the Ryder Cup, at Oakland Hills in 2004, in consecutive days, maybe the same day, in the press center, Tiger Woods was asked what, he had just won, I think, like $1 million at I think Firestone the week before. And he was asked, what would you rather win, the Ryder Cup or the WGC Bridgestone? And he said, well, I got a million reasons, why the other one. And you just look at that. And the same day, Sergio got up and said, he got up and said, we live for this. We live for this. It was such a juxtaposition of, the way some Americans look at it versus European players.
Do you think that's switching around at all with the younger guys that we have now and what they've been able to do in Presidents' Cups and a few Ryder Cups?
That's a great question. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Bob?
Maybe.
Well, I think it is. I think going forward, you're going to see a lot of home course advantages and home course teams that win. The President's Cup still relatively new to the Ryder Cup. And, the world team hasn't figured out, or the international team hasn't figured out to win it yet. But I think you're going to be seeing this back and forth. And then, hopefully the U.S. comes through and has a chance to get it done on European soil again.
Yeah. What I would add to that too, Jeff, is, it's an interesting thing. The U.S. team's been beat up for the better part of 2 decades.
Oh yeah.
And, the Europeans had been beat up by Bob's dad and others for several decades, and they kept changing the criteria and trying to come up with, to even the playing field a little bit. And I think they got tired of getting beat, and they found a way. I think you kind of dig deeper when you're getting drummed, on a regular basis. And yet I look at the International President's Cup team, and if my contention is that by being beat often, you've got more to play for. And if you win all the time, you get complacent and coast, and you're beatable, you're vulnerable to be beaten. Then why hasn't the international team stepped up? And I think you could probably make an argument that the U.S. team is just that much better. I don't think you can necessarily make the argument that the European players 1 through 12 are better than the U.S. team 1 through 12. And so when you take that into consideration, I think it's a system, it's a belief, it's an attitude, it's something. And if that can shift, I feel like Team USA's got the horsepower where they should go on somewhat of a run that was similar to what the Europeans did the last couple decades.
Well, I think the President's Cup is like the Ryder Cup was years ago, where it was just lopsided and the U.S. won every year. It was the fait accompli, and everybody knew it was going to happen. The President's Cup started and they ways to make it better than the Ryder Cup, okay? So they played for what? So I think right away, everybody played in the doubles, 6-6, 6-6, 12 singles matches, right? Is that 34 points? Okay. the more points you play for, the more lopsided it can be if the talent level is not the same, okay? I mean, the U.S. always trotted people out in the top 20, ranked in the top 20, and the European 12 had half of them weren't even in the top 50 in the world. So it's not a fair field. I remember when Elson Price got on a plane from South Florida to fight to go see Fincham, you know, after getting their brains beat out all the time, and they said, hey, we need to play for fewer points. The Ryder Cup plays for 28. That's a big difference than playing for 34, okay? And you can hide people. Look at what Mark James did, hiding those three guys until singles. So, you know, there's just at this point in time, I'm not saying it's always going to be that way, that there's just a different talent level between the U.S. and the internationals. And then with Europe, you know, there's two people sitting out every singles match. You're playing for 28 points. So it's a little different. It's a little different.
You know, and what you just said is really, really important, because everybody says when you're playing stroke play, the more number of holes you can play, the better players will surface to the top. So they don't want horse races. They want something where there's a little bit, you know, 72 holes, not 54 holes. They want 72 holes because the better players are, for the most part, are going to come out on top with 72 holes. And like you said, that's kind of the way it is in the Ryder Cup with 28 points. It's a little bit more of a horse race than it is longevity.
Yeah, you can, you know, as Azinger used to say all the time, Europe just trots out their show ponies year after year. You know, we knew who they were. You know, Faldo, Monty, Langer, Woosnam, Seve, Lyle. I'm missing somebody who's good. But, yeah, the show ponies.
Monty, Olathabal.
Yeah. Monty, Olathabal. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can... You know, you're playing, what are you playing, eight guys each session. So, you know, throw those guys out there and you're good to go. That's why all those guys, you know, for years, European players played five matches.
Jeff Rude's joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I know we're going for a minute. You okay to keep chatting?
Yeah, I can talk all night.
I love it. Thanks so much. Stay tuned. More with Jeff Rude as we continue next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic. Not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. Continuing now with our good friend, Jeff Rude. Okay, so you brought up a couple things. You've talked about motivation. You mentioned Phil Mickelson. We talked about Rory and what, you know, what motivates him. He wants to become the best European player of all time. We just witnessed this week, you know, what some are calling the greatest political comeback in history. I don't want to talk politics, but given the context and the timeliness of that, you know, the U.S. Ryder Cup team, if they were able to, you know, put on a run and finally get a win, you know, back-to-back wins, one at home, one on the road, you know, or string together three. I mean, that would almost be like that. And the Ryder Cup itself, you think about Brookline in 99, you think about Medina in 2012, you know, with some of the greatest comebacks. Comebacks are what I think holds everybody, you know, in the high headlight. Those are the things I think most people want to rally around. And so Rory making a comeback and reeling off a few majors. The Ryder Cup, U.S. Ryder Cup team coming back and win. I mean, those are some comeback stories that are very much in play. What do you think of those? And when you think about those greatest comeback stories, you know, what do you think of?
Well, you know, golf is a strange, you know, there's some amazing things in golf, you know, the U.S. not winning overseas since 1993 in the Ryder Cup. Are you kidding me? The great crazy United States. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things in golf that I can't believe, okay? I can't believe that Chicago hasn't had a great player since Chick Evans over 100 years ago. We're going on 110 years now, okay? I can't believe that Oklahoma State, which was in the top four of every NCAA tournament for, what, a couple decades or so, has never had a great professional, okay? I can't believe that Tiger Woods went 11 years without winning a major. I can't believe that Phil went 12 years without winning a major. I can't believe McIlroy has gone 10 without winning one. I can't believe Greg Norman has only won two. I mean, golf has got some amazing things that just make me go, wow.
That was awesome. Did you just reeled that off? That might have been one of the coolest little segments I've heard in all the years we've done radio. That was impressive. I mean,
that was amazing.
Thank you. But no, you triggered. I have a trigger memory. You triggered it by you know, talking about comebacks and you mentioned we haven't won over there for forever. Isn't that amazing? We haven't won over there in 30 years. And then Zach Johnson, as the captain, goes over there and doesn't call DJ, who went 5-0 the year before and had just won on the LIV a couple months earlier, and didn't call DeChambeau, who just shot 58 like a month before. I mean, how do you fly over there without those two guys? I mean, it's supposed to be a U.S. team, but you know that's back. You know,
that was in the heat of it.
Stuff going. Yeah, there. You know, but they did put Koepka on there because he won a major, so that would have, you know, that really would have been raised some ire had he not been on the team. But it really didn't feel like a Ryder Cup to me. It felt like a PGA Tour production. It didn't feel like an American team. It felt like a PGA Tour team.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That and again, that was a bit in the heat of that live. Now I'll tell you what, when you start talking about comebacks, comeback stories, it's very possible that this whole LIV PGA Tour, if they're able to figure things out, might be one of the biggest comeback stories in golf.
Yeah, what is your understanding of where that stands right now and how that works?
I wish if anybody understood that, I would be impressed. Nobody, that's the one of the problems. Nobody really knows. There's reports obviously out this week that a deal is imminent, and yet we kind of only know there's some smoke. We don't even really know that there's fire.
Well, I think there's some, some holdups, right? Wasn't it speculated that some people in the PGA Tour wanted Rahm to get the money back or a lot of money back, play 1 year and get all that money, and then, others that could have gone didn't. I don't know. I there's some stuff behind the scenes that's holding it up.
There's no question. And by the way, can we just all agree that nobody's giving money back? That's not happening, right?
That is not going to happen. They might get fined or something like that.
Sure.
But they're not giving money back.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the particulars are. Are they going to have to wait before they come back? Are they, what kind of penalty are they going to have to pay? Are they just going to be welcomed back open arms? I don't know. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting. Let me ask you this part of it though. Everybody just comes back. Whatever happens, happens. The guys are back in. Who's coming right back of the people that left? Who's coming back and is still going to make an impact on the PGA Tour? I'm not saying none of them are, but who, in your opinion?
Well, I think some are. I think DeChambeau is. I think
Brooks, Bryson, Cam Smith.
Yeah, Brooks, Bryson, Cam Smith.
Like DJ's kind of done though, right?
Yeah, DJ's cooked. Yeah,
Phil's Rahm cooked. For sure. Phil,
Rahm definitely. And then there's like some, four. The Taylor Gooches, and then who's the guy with all the side bends? Joaquin Neiman. And there's somebody, there's a couple of other players there who could really step up, but
like Kevin Na, Mark Leishman.
Those guys are down the road.
Yeah, obviously the Ian Poulters, Lee Westwoods, those guys, right? The older guys.
Right. Okay, so we're 6 to 10, right? 5 to 10,
yep.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And who knows where Cam Smith's motivation is at this point, that was one of the beauties of Tiger Woods, is he signed contracts before he teed it up. $40 million from Nike, $20 million from Titleist, $60 million right away, and he played like he was penniless. He played like he needed the money. That was a beautiful thing about that guy,
I love that you said that. That's exactly it.
That's exactly right. And it's about the traditions, or he played about because he wanted to win. It wasn't about just the money. He wanted to win.
And I don't want to I'm not calling Rory out here, but as we talked about him, his bio on the PGA Tour is on my screen here. And I can't help but just that number is just blaring at me. Official money, $90.989 million. I mean, you talk about trying to pay, it's got to be, I mean, Tiger was able to do it. How many guys are able to really do that though? That's impressive. I mean, I'm talking about not getting complacent when you've got that kind of money already in the pocket.
No. And I mean, that part of McIlroy is impressive. I mean, he what is he? Number two or three in the world?
Three, yeah.
Still? Right now?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's still going. How old is he now?
35.
35. Okay.
He's got a lot of years, man. He's gotten
this is prime. This was prime back when you were doing this, right? Hogan didn't even win majors till he was about this age, huh?
Well, everybody, and Phil didn't win until he was almost 34. Didn't win a major, and he's won what, six? So, or has he won five? Six.
I think six.
Right?
Yeah.
So, for years and years and years, and I'm talking decades. The average age of a major champion or a Masters champion was 32 years old. That was considered when the physical and the mental met on high for a player, when a player was, you know, hitting on all cylinders, age 32. And then Tiger came along and blew that number way out of the water, sort of, you know, winning stuff at 21 by 12 shots. And, you know, everybody's a little different. You know, Curtis Strange hit a wall at 34, Watson hit a wall at 34, sort of, and then, you know, almost pulled a miracle off at age 59. You know, some guys start late, and some guys, you know, hit a wall at 34. Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, we blame Bob's dad for Arnold Palmer's wall, but that's okay.
Yeah. You know who's impressive? You know who didn't have a wall? You know, they made fun of his physique, and he wasn't in shape, and boo, boom, boo, and man breath. And so Phil Mickelson didn't have a wall. He just kept going.
Yep.
I mean, and here's the thing, and I don't know if your dad ever talked to you about this, Bob, but Tom Watson, when he almost won it at Turnberry in 09, you know, was talking in a press room one day and said, you know, his dad was a good player, good amateur in Kansas City. And Stan Thirsk, his coach, his dad would always want to shorten Tom's swing. And Stan Thirsk would always say, no, don't listen to your dad. Don't listen to your dad. Long swings last longer. Long swings last longer. And look, B.J. Singh, how many times did he win in his 40s? Phil Mickelson, yep. How many times did he win in his 40s? Yep. You know, so Tom Watson had a long swing, almost won the British Open 40-some days before his 60th birthday. So there is something about that.
I love it.
Interesting.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate you spending some time with us on the show. You know, you've forgotten more about golf, although it doesn't sound like you've forgotten anything, than we'll ever know. And it's just fun to sit down and have a conversation. This Rory comment sparked a little bit of a topic, and we thought we'd have you weigh in, and we were treated as always. So thank you so much for your generous time and insights.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy talking to you guys. I miss you guys a lot.
Yeah. Well, we've threatened to come see you. We hope to do that soon, so.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks. Anytime. Call anytime. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Rude joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Man, I don't know that we've ever done a full hour like that. You know who we have done full hours like that with is Peter Kessler, Rich Lerner, and Guy Yoakam. We have done, and the caddy. We have done full hours with those guys, but add Jeff Rude to that list. But you know what? Man, I love talking to Rude. The guy is like so good, and you get him rolling, and he's got such great stories and such a good presentation of the stories.
Yeah, and he's always been really, really good to us. I can remember many times going over to Morocco and him coming over for the tournament for the Trophy Santu, and just being able to experience that with him also, and then to be experienced majors with him, you know, him sitting across the aisle from us at Augusta for a lot of years, as well as all the other major championships. Jeff's a great guy, and he always loves to talk golf.
Sucking on that stogie. Hey, you know what? Some of the other comebacks, when we started talking comebacks with him, I realized that we hadn't mentioned some pretty big ones, and the most notable that stood out to me in recent history certainly is Tiger Woods returning to win a major again in 2019 at the Masters. I mean, think about how remarkable that is, considering all that he had gone through and how long it had been for him to go out there and win the Masters again. Man, that was his fifth, one behind Jack.
Yeah, and we were standing right there. It was pretty sweet watching him come off the 18th green and walking into the scoring tent and having his kids with him and that kind of thing. It was amazing. Also, what was amazing was him winning the tour championship event that fall before he won in 2019 at Augusta, there in 2018 in Atlanta. So it's amazing to see what he's been able to do. I like the idea that they're going to be able to give him, if he wants to play, entry into signature events or exemptions into signature events. And, you know, Tiger Woods, man, he's a guy that set the PGA Tour and in the modern era, on the map. No
Same
doubt.
Thing that Arnold Palmer did. Hey, speaking of comeback stories too, in similar light, how about Ben Hogan coming back from the bus wreck?
Oh yeah,
getting hit by a bus, a Greyhound bus, and he was lucky to be alive.
Yep.
And the story is remarkable. It was back, you know, before the seat belts and all that kind of stuff. He leaned over to protect his wife, threw himself over basically on top of his wife, which saved his life. Otherwise, that steering column would have probably gone right through his chest. It's really kind of amazing. And then he's all busted up, pretty sure, A, happy, grateful to be alive. B, probably won't, maybe a walk again, but won't play golf again. Sorry, comes back and wins the U.S. Open the next year. I mean, that's unreal.
Yeah, and that was at
Marion.
Was it at Marion where he won it the next year?
1951, the famous one iron shot. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Wow. You know, then, you know, I'm just a little bit, you know, biased, but you know, the comeback of my dad at Olympic Club in '66 when he was 7 shots down with 9 holes to play, and ended up tying Arnold Palmer and then beating him the next day in a playoff. That's an amazing comeback also, as far as golf is concerned.
You know what? That's a different direction. I was thinking like comeback for personal, you know, circumstances, but yes, straight up golf comebacks. That's all kind of a little bit of a different category. And you're right. I mean, your dad was 7 shots down with 9 holes to play to Arnold freaking Palmer. I mean, nobody does that to the king. Right. And your dad, your dad actually gave him a little, hope to finish second, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, people wonder if that was gamesmanship or whatever, but I think your dad was just kind of trying to sort of keep it light a little bit. And, you know, Palmer took his eye off the ball and your dad just put his head down. And next thing you know, they tied and play off the next day and almost similar thing.
Honor was looking for the scoring record. He figured he had the tournament all wrapped up. Now it was the scoring record. And like you said, he took his eye off the ball. Exactly. Is what happened. And old Willie, he just snuck right up on him, didn't
That's crazy. It is a phenomenal story.
Yeah, another one that blows me away is Nick Faldo, 5 shots down to Greg Norman when he's tearing the golf course up at Augusta, and then Faldo beats him.
Wow. I don't know if that's a comeback story so much 96? As it is a collapse. I think that would be labeled it as collapse rather than a comeback. But look, at the end of the day, Faldo came back from 5 behind.
Yeah,
right?
He shot 67.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
the final round.
How about Jack Nicklaus, 86 Masters?
Yeah, shot 64.
I mean, talk about comeback. A guy was done in the papers, and he goes and says, and he wins a 6 green jacket. That's unreal. Yep. Hey, that'll do it. Hour number 1 in the books. Stay tuned in the back 9. Hour number 2 is next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. Ja'Marr Chase had an explosive Thursday night football game with 264 yards and 3 touchdowns. Joe Burrow also threw for 428 yards and 4 touchdowns, but still could not get it done against the Ravens. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens had an up-and-down game offensively because of how good the Bengals defense was playing, but the Ravens eventually soared to a win. Now flying high, the Ravens have swept the season series versus the Bengals. Kicking off Week 10, that final score, 35-34. Sunday NFL action Week 10 kicks us off bright and early in Germany with the Panthers going against the Giants. The Bears host the Patriots and hope to claw their way to a win. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers looking to steal a win from the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs will look to remain undefeated as they host the Broncos. The Bills will face off against the Colts in Indianapolis. The Washington Commanders will look to command their stadium and get a win at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jacksonville Jaguars will host the Minnesota Vikings. The Saints are in desperate need for a win and fired head coach Dennis Allen earlier this week. They face off against the Falcons. The Chargers face off against the Titans and look to charge all the way to a win. The Cardinals will face off against the Jets. Cowboys looking to lasso a win against the Eagles in a big NFC East matchup. And we end Sunday night with Texans versus the Lions. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Can't wait for Black Friday? Same. Luckily, Kohl's savings start early. Shop Friday through Sunday and score so many deals. At the top of my list, Amazon Kids tablets for $49.99, 40% off Cozy Fleece, a Shark vacuum for $149.99, and with an extra 15% off, men's flannels are under $17. Plus, you'll earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 8th through 10th. Coupons do not apply to Amazon and Shark. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's crunch time in college football, and our play of the week improved to 7-3 last Saturday as South Carolina took care of business at home versus Texas A&M. I peaked at LSU hosting Alabama this weekend, but can't pull the trigger yet on the Tigers. But we'll stay in the SEC, and instead of that 7:30 ABC game, I'm going to play the 3:30 Eastern kickoff on that same network with Georgia visiting Ole Miss. It's three games in a row on the road for the Bulldogs, although there was a bye week thrown in there. At Texas, at Florida, in Jacksonville, and now this visit to Oxford. The last two times these teams met was this weekend last year in Athens. Head coach Kirby Smart's team laid a 52-17 whooping on the visiting Rebels. Revenge is overrated at the pro level to a fair extent, but at this level it isn't. Sure, teams turn over upwards of 30% of their rosters, but I think Lane Kiffin and this group have had this game circled the moment they walked by those hedges at Sanford Stadium en route to the locker room and the team bus. The key player in this game is Georgia quarterback senior Carson Beck. The "what have you done for me lately" stats for Beck have not been good. He has started 22 games for the Bulldogs. In his first 17, 31 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. But in the last 5 games, 10 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. Something's obviously not right with the star signal caller, and you'd like to blame it on what his team isn't doing for him. But Georgia has a top 10 statistical offensive line, for starters. Meanwhile, unlike Georgia, this is in all likelihood a playoff elimination game for the Rebels, as they have 2 losses. Their offense has been lights out, with quarterback Jackson Dart coming off a career offensive performance at Arkansas, and their defense, pound for pound, as solid as the Bulldogs. With Georgia quarterback Beck trending as he is, I'm on Ole Miss plus 3. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome back in. I don't know why. I've never really paid attention to the down the middle. I always just felt like that's, you know, fairway, right? We're talking down the fairway.
Yep.
And somehow in the political landscape of things this week, that made me laugh.
I mean, it means a little bit more.
2 players down the middle.
Yep.
Oh, hey, we're not gonna get too extreme, apparently. We're just like right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
But you know what?
We
down the middle. That's not really our style. There's a lot of programs and stuff that are out there for that. We don't really do the shock. That's not really we're not like shock jock stuff. Like, it's not our thing. But so maybe we are. Maybe that is accurate. Hey, coming up on the back nine, hour number 2, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy and have one of those conversations that we always enjoy. So stay tuned for that. We'll continue to develop a little bit more of this, you know, Rory becoming the greatest European player. Bob, you were sharing some stuff with me over the top of the hour that, you know, because we didn't get into all the details with Rude, but there's some, he's got a couple of things that are going to be tough to catch up on. We'll get into those coming up next. Also, greatest comeback stories in the game. You know, I think, as I said to Rude, everybody loves a good comeback story, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, to be able to see... We think about that 99 Ryder Cup at Brookline. We had just started the show. I was out of mind. Do you remember? I was out of my mind, and you got Tom Lehman to join us that like next week, the week after, and he was the first one out. If I remember correctly, he led the way. He was first one out, and God, that was a moment I'll never forget. So comebacks, like it's just amazing. Now on the other, being on the other side of that as an American fan at Medina in 2012 was just.
Ooh.
Man, that was heart-wrenching.
Yeah. That was tough, especially being there. And to see what happened with those guys and how they kind of steamrolled us.
Inconceivable.
Yeah.
But it happened.
Inconceivable.
Yeah. I don't think that word means what you think it means. So we're gonna hit that. So we got a lot to get to. I'm excited. We're gonna kick things off here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com where you can book a preview stay at the resort, at the hotel. Come enjoy our golf course and play where the PGA Tour players played and where the LPGA Tour players will be playing in the spring. That's all coming up. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
The holidays are coming up, and I know they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but I was feeling stressed about getting what I needed for hosting. So I went to Kohl's, where I not only found amazing deals on everything from decor to table essentials to cooking must-haves, I also got 20% off with a coupon. So if you want to truly be the host with the most this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends November 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us here on the program. And we've got the caddy coming up here in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we are talking about Rory McIlroy's comments that he wants to become the greatest European Tour player to ever play. And so, again, at the beginning, I thought, you know, is this a lofty goal or is this something attainable? And the other side of it is I realized he was conceding that he wasn't going to catch Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus as the greatest of all time. So let's try to go greatest European player.
Right.
So who's he up against? That's the question. You mentioned two guys.
Yep. Nick Faldo and Seve Ballesteros.
Okay. Why are those the two guys?
Well, when I look at them and I look at their body of work, it's probably professional wins. It's probably wins on the PGA Tour, the European Tour. All of them have won in other parts of the world on in South Africa or Asia or, you know, Australia, that kind of thing. And then also majors being the tippy top of the list. And so when you look at Rory McIlroy, we all know he's won four majors. He's won the 2012 PGA Championship and the 14th PGA Championship. Also the 2011 U.S. Open and the 2014 Masters, or excuse me, the Open Championship. He has yet to win the Masters, and that would give him the career Grand Slam. Now, if he were to go ahead and win a Masters along with his body of work, then that would elevate him just a little bit higher, I think.
Oh, I think a lot higher.
Yeah.
That would be one of those kind of trump cards, if you will, where you say, hey, I got the career Grand Slam. That carries a lot of weight. Okay, sorry.
So, and that, like you said, a trump card, and then you got to look at, you know, a guy like Nick Faldo. So Nick currently has, or has in his career, 43 wins, professional wins, 9 on the PGA Tour, 30 in Europe. He's 5th all time in Europe.
Wait. Are you telling me, didn't you also say Seve has 9 wins on the PGA Tour?
Let me see. Seve does have 9 wins on the PGA
Tour. So both Faldo and Seve had 9 wins. Rory's got 24.
So
interesting. Okay. That's wild.
And yeah, the focus in Rory's generation was being there and playing on the PGA Tour with Tiger. And so that probably took him away a little bit more from the European Tour because he was focusing more on the PGA Tour. But Nick Faldo, 43 professional wins, 9 PGA Tour, 30, 5th all-time on the European Tour. Of course, he won on the Sunshine Tour in South Africa and other places. But Nick has 6 majors. He's won the Masters in 89, 90, and 96, and the Open Championship in 87, 90, and 92. So he's got 2 more majors and 3 total professional wins. So as you said and pointed out, trump card would be a career Grand Slam if Rory were able to win the Masters.
At least a wild card, an ace. I don't know if it trumps everything. Absolutely. But yeah, you're right.
Yep.
So how about, sorry, you know how I always like to talk about windows that players have? How about that window for Faldo between 86 and 92?
Yeah.
I mean, did you say it was 86 or 87 that he won?
87, so 87, 90, and 92.
Yeah, so 87 to 92 he won 5 times.
Yep.
5 majors, I mean, right?
6. Yeah, well, 92, he won 5 majors, and then he won another one in 96 when he beat Norman.
Right.
Coming from 5.
But how about that window of 5 majors in 5 years? 87 to 92.
Yeah. Well, and you look at that, you look at the window of Rory when Rory won his majors, you know, you go 2011 to 2014, he won 4 of them.
So that's what I'm talking about. I think
one
of the most fascinating things that we've talked about on the show are these windows and how long do they stay open. So when you start looking at some of the, we're talking about the greats all time of Europe, right? And yeah, Faldo ticked one off. Tiger ticked one off in 2019 too, but the bulk of his majors came in like a 10-year span. So his window was open longer than most people.
And now, Seve, in talking about those windows, Seve went from 79 to 88. So a 9-year span, he won 5 times as far as majors were concerned. 80 and 83 for the Masters and 79, 84 and 88 for the Open Championship. And Seve won 9 times on the PGA Tour, which we talked about with Nick Faldo. But Seve is first all time on the European Tour with 50 wins and 90 professional wins total.
Mm. The professional win total thing is a tough one to use as a barometer because those professional wins, those others, could be a variety of different levels of pro events, right?
Correct.
One of the pro events could be winning a silly season event or something. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't mean to downplay it, but I think you have to keep it on European Tour and PGA Tour, right? If you're going to really, but that's super impressive. Gary Player talks about that, you know, how many professional wins he had worldwide.
Right.
But, you know, and rightly so, he's from South Africa, so he played some of the tours in that region, and winning those events is nothing to shake a stick at. But when you're at the caliber of Gary Player, you're supposed to win those, and you're, it's what are you doing against the best players on the bigger tours, right? So I think I think those are some of the things that come to mind on that. But the other thing that stood out to me, what you were just saying, is Faldo and Seve, both with 9 PGA Tour wins, one of them 5 and the other one 6 of those were majors.
Yes.
So 5 and 6 respectively of their 9 wins on the PGA Tour were major championships. That's yes. Amazing.
Yeah, and Rory has what, 26 on the PGA Tour and
24,
4 of those.
24. 4 out of 24, yeah. Was it 24 wins?
No.
Is he 26?
It's 26 on the PGA Tour.
Oh, man. He clipped a couple there without me
yeah,
looking.
Yeah, he got 2 more this year.
Yeah. Now, so, good. Yeah, that was the 26. Yep, the 2 more
so, this year. So, and 4 of those are majors. So, yeah.
Yeah, but one of those was a team win. Does that count?
Yeah, it still counts.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to get into that conversation. All right, so then what's the criteria? What is he? Because Sergio's the all-time winningest point earner in European Ryder Cup history.
Right.
And he has, like, let's see. I had that right here. He has 28, I think.
28 points. Yeah.
Yeah, he has 28.
And second is Faldo, isn't it?
He has 28 and a half, and Faldo has 25. And Rory has 18, if I counted correctly.
That's correct. You said it was like he was like 8th in Ryder Cup points.
Yeah, which would have put him 8th. So he basically has to make up 10 and a half, 11 points left in his career. Can he get 11 more points? I think I misspoke and said 18. 18 is what he has. But can he make up an 11-point deficit in, let's say, 10? Because he put Rory through 10 years out there. That's what he's trying to do this in 10 years. So in 10 years, he's going to play in 5 Ryder Cups.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that,
he could do it.
Yeah,
he could do it.
Yeah, because that means he only has to win, you know, 2.5 points per Ryder Cup.
2 or 3 per,
So, yeah, so I think he could do that. Yeah. So he could do that. Then you got to look at, does he have to have the most European Tour wins to be the greatest European Tour player ever?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think
because he's got more PGA Tour wins than these guys have.
And he's already more than doubled them up. I'll bet he more than triples them up before he's done. On PGA Tour wins. So to me, that's bigger than winning more on the European Tour. And then the next thing is majors. I do think if he wants to be considered, he has to get 6 at least with Faldo.
Yep.
So he's got to win 2 more majors, which he can do over 10 years. All right, when we come back, it's America's favorite caddy right here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Maybe.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Oh yeah, caddy joins us weekly right here on Real Golf Radio. We know y'all look forward to him. Here he is. Caddy, how's it going, man?
Caddy doing okay. I'm just kind of watching over our nation's capital, maybe making sure everything's all right.
And ooh, what's your report?
D.C.
Very quiet. Mm. Very quiet. Mm.
Nice.
Beautiful weather. Oh, spectacular warm November weather.
I hear the weather back there is quite warm.
Yeah.
It's about as good as it gets.
Okay.
I just talked to a friend of mine yesterday in New Jersey. He said it was 72 degrees.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
if we can shoot the temperature in November, that's usually really good, but it wouldn't make the cut this time.
Hey, the people thought the Black Desert fairways were wide. You know, how about Tiger's El Cardinal or whatever? I mean, that thing is, no, it's not El Cardinal. Which one are they playing this week?
El Cardinal.
That is it. Okay. Yeah.
You got it, Brian.
Those are wide fairways.
And
even if you miss them, you can still play it, unlike Black Desert.
They're very wide fairways. And, I was talking to a caddy who was in a group there, and two of the guys almost missed the fairway on 18 left. And one of the guys was like, they'd kick us off the tour if we missed this fairway. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
That's the way to instill confidence in your player.
You know, the greens are there. They are very, they have a lot of rock and roll. And they kind of, they have all the spill areas, you know, the shortcut grass all the way. It's like a one gigantic fairway, basically, with some bunkers and then sort of deserty areas on the edges. And then greens that just, I haven't been to Sand Hills, but it's probably like that. It's like they just are there and they're part of the terrain kind of a thing, but they have a lot of rock and roll. It's greens are the challenge. The greens are the challenge there for sure.
They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating.
So way back when, I caddied, my guy, was Huey Lewis partner for 3 years in a row at Pebble Beach at the, old Crosby Clam Bake.
Yeah.
And we had some, I was hanging around the celebrities back then. We had, who do we have? We had Montana, Joe Montana.
No, they were hanging around with you.
Well,
what is it? Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
No, but they were there for the prom. They were there to hang out with you. You weren't there. You weren't on the football field with Joe. He was on the golf course with you.
I'm going to revisit some of the celebrity sightings. Not sightings, but pairings that I've had. I've had some good ones, not like some guys, but Amy Grant and Vince Gill.
Okay.
In Hawaii. Pretty cool. And Vince can really play. I mean, he's a legit scratch, maybe even better. He's got game.
He played with Bob at Thanksgiving Point in Utah at the Johnny's Champions Challenge.
Well, yeah, you can vouch for him, right, Bob? He's got game.
Yep, he's a good player.
He also has a temper, but we won't get into that. It's
is that soft voice has a temper?
Yeah, he's mild-mannered.
Isn't that amazing? Would you think that, right? So the funny Vince Gill story.
Go.
Boy, we just lost about 10% of our listeners there, Bob.
So, yeah, we did.
Yeah. So Kapalua one year at the Bay Course, we get on the tee. There's like 5-6 tour players. It's going to be a gangsome, basically. And here comes Vince Gill. And they're all, come on, Vince, let's go. And you could tell he's a little uptight about, well, they made him hit first, right, just to make him choke even more. And he just drills it 280 into the wind, dead center. Just beautiful drive. And this was way back when 280 was 280. And he immediately, like before he even followed three, turns around, he goes, all right, now y'all sing. That was pretty good. Yeah. Joe Montana hit somebody in the crowd at Pebble, and then he rolled one off the next tee. You could tell he was scared to swing, and I have a lot of Notre Dame connections, and so I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to give the greatest pressure athlete of all time some advice on how to handle the pressure here. So I just said, hey, man, don't worry about it. Every guy out here has hit somebody. And the woman wasn't hurt. She was fine. I said, look, you probably made her day. You know, what'd you do? Give her a golf ball? He's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, that made her weak, man. And he just looks at me and he goes, I'm just so scared to swing at it. And I'm thinking, like, you're Joe Montana. You got Lyman blindsiding you. How could you be scared to swing at a golf ball? That's golf, right? That's golf for you. Man. Hey, Bob, when you were working out there and you'd get the Wednesday Pro-Am and you'd have people lying in the tee box and you're watching the amateur getting ready to hit, are you just thinking,
oh, cringing?
Is there an ambulance nearby? I mean,
that's right.
How are
somebody's
there not
gonna
more
catch this in the teeth?
How are there not more casualties? I mean, think about how nervous those guys are, completely out of their element. All these people watching, you got to feel like they're crowding the tee box too, even if they're not. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. I used to tell the amateurs, I don't know how you make contact with you guys on that first tee when there's a big crowd. Man, imagine being an amateur in Tiger's group. And I must be thinking of Halloween or something. Halloween, post-traumatic Halloween syndrome. But you're in Tiger's group, right? And you're like a 19. How are you? Are you even thinking, like, can I just make contact, right? That's you're thinking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking, I'll play from Tiger's ball.
Oh, man. I'll give you a little secret, though. I bet there's more than a few tour pros who had hoped at certain times playing with certain people in an experience like, I hope I just make contact.
Especially if they're playing for the first time with Tiger or with Jack or with Arnold.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you used to call it, what'd you call it? Casperitis, Bob? Would
Casperitis.
People get around
dad.
Your dad?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, I think Mr. Casper was, he had a little Ray Floyd intimidation in him, didn't he? His persona. I mean, he was a field general, right?
He definitely was more intimidating inside the ropes, if you will, like on the golf course than if you just met him in person.
Right.
He's just the biggest teddy bear of a guy. I remember, when, you know, he's just like, again, couldn't be the sweeter, nicer man. I remember that first, one of those first Champions Challenges, Bob. It wasn't the first one, but it would have been one of the subsequent ones. And I was out with your dad in the Pro-Am, and he was just... He was fit to be tied, but that they put armor all on the steering wheels of the golf cart because you guys had golf carts and he couldn't. His hands were slipping, and just that's what I was like, really, you know. And I mean, that's when I first saw a little bit. But you know what? Hey, I caddied for him in his last round at the Masters. He never got upset, and there was plenty of reasons to get upset. I mean, we hit five balls in the water on 16, for instance. We had lost balls on 10 and 11 when we started the first two holes. So, you know, like there's plenty of reasons to get upset. But, man, he just he must have been in a different headspace for that round. He must have appreciated what he was doing and understood the finality of the end of a Masters career because, you know, for the most part, I'm sure he was embarrassed. I'm sure he felt pressure, all those kind of things. But he just kind of, you know, just went around and kind of took it in stride.
I think it's impressive that he could soak it all in, and that's what he did.
Let me tell you, how about this, Caddy? He shot, okay, after shooting would have been 66 on the back nine, which was our first nine. That it was a split tee because of weather. So he basically shot 66 on the back, on the second nine. We make the turn, he shot 40. 40
yeah.
on the front. I mean, how good is that 40 coming off of a 66 in your last Masters when you're 76 years old? I mean, that's crazy. Or 70, he might have been 72. Let's see. Yeah, when did he pass away, Bob? He passed away at 82?
83
and when?
2015.
So he was 73.
Yeah. Yep.
Boy, that's impressive.
You know, and the funny thing about that week also was that he didn't necessarily want to play. He didn't like playing the par three as he got older too, because he thought he was going to hit kill somebody. He's going to hit somebody. So, but my nephew called him on the phone. And he said, "Listen, this is going to be the first time that a bunch of us are going to be able to go to the Masters, and we'd love to see you play, Papa." And my dad sucked it up and played that year because his grandkids wanted to see him play in the tournament.
And why that grandchild didn't caddy for your dad, I'll never know.
Well, he had a ticket and you didn't.
Nevertheless,
having said that, stoic in between the ropes. I remember one time I was caddying for him in Florida. It was on the Champions Tour, and we were close to the lead, and it was the last hole. And I said, he grabbed the driver out of the bag, and I said, "Hit a good one here, Pop." And he snapped
it in the trees. Oh no!
He snap hooked it into the trees, and he turned to me as he walked back. It was the last hole, and he goes, "Don't ever talk to me once that club is in my hand." And then another time we were up, it was the 18th green, and he was in a bunker, and you know, and he was like top 10 or something like that, and I said hit a good one out of the bunker, hit it up there by the hole, and let's make par here. And he left it in the bunker.
Oh, no.
That was another one. Don't ever talk to me or say anything once I've got the club in my hand. So he's pretty funny. He was pretty stoic on the golf course. He only wanted yardage, and he didn't care carry distance or anything like that. He only wanted yardage, and then he let his computer figure it out in his head with the wind and everything.
So he would
pull the club and hit it.
We were walking off 12. We just basically went triple triple on 10 and 11, and we were on 12. And he pulled it. He's hitting, I can't remember what he hit over that par. Hit like probably a
five or seven wood.
Not on the par three.
Seven wood.
Was it a seven? It might have been a seven wood.
I think it might have been. It was a seven wood.
So he hits it. The pin's middle of the green over the bunker. And he's on the left edge of the green, like maybe even on the fringe. And as we're walking off there, he's just kind of like, I can hear him. He's like, "I shouldn't be out here," I think he said, you know. And I felt like that was a moment as the caddy, like there's no one else to talk. I felt like I had to say something there. And so I just turned to him and I was like, "Hey, sure you do, Billy. You know, you're a Masters champion. You belong out here." I said, "Let's just go hit that little skipper shot that you like, make our par and move on." He never said anything back to me. Never. He didn't even acknowledge that I said it. I felt pretty brave for saying it. But guess what he did? He hit that exact shot up there to about a foot, tapped it in for par, and we went on. And I was like, "All right.
There you go.
I mean, that was a we made par. We made par." Caddy, still with us? We kind of got lost on our own little moment there.
I'm just listening, Bob, to Brian just elevating into the tour caddy zone. Yeah.
That's right.
That's where he entered the brotherhood right there. Yeah, I mean, he comes in after the round. He's like, tips the hat back. Yeah, I gave my man the right play on 12 today. He executed it just like I set it up. It's like I painted the picture, you know. We made par. It was pretty good. And then he doubled the next hole.
He did not. You know? He did not. But how about this? On 14, he had a four-wood. He couldn't. He got it. Barely got it to the crosswalk off the tee. He's 73 years old playing the back tees, the Masters tees. Yeah. He barely gets. He hits four-wood. Can't even get to the green on 14 with four-wood. And he's just short of the green. Pins back left. And he chipped that thing up there to a couple feet and made it. And I was like, you could sell that par on Sunday. I can tell you that much. That was impressive. Oh, this is fun. We got to take a short break. We'll continue next. More with the caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing now with America's favorite caddy.
So check out, I'm going to go down a list and I'm going to miss people on this, but this is how fortunate a caddy's been in my golfing life, caddy career, etc. These are the guys who I've watched up close for 18 holes or 36 holes or many, many more. But this is a list of the guys I've watched up close in competition. Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, Tom Watson, Seve Ballesteros, Greg Norman, Tiger Woods, Nick Faldo, I think I said that, Nick Price, Payne Stewart, I brought up Watson already, didn't I? Lee Trevino, Hale Irwin, Ray Floyd. I mean, are you kidding me? I got to watch all these guys in person right there. All these great players. How cool is that?
That is so
cool. I mean, really. Jack's last professional tour event, 36 holes, first two rounds. We paired with Jack at Muirfield Village. He's 64 years old. Went around with him. Yep. Mm. Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson was in the group with Damon. Mm. That was pretty cool. So yeah, just, I mean, I think about all the great players I get to watch up close, and I think I would have appreciated it. I appreciated it back then, but I think I would have really appreciated it more now that I've, but it was, man, how lucky is that? That's worth doing it all over again right there.
Yep. I love that.
I was caddying for my dad one year at the Hope. I can't remember which course we were on, but you know, the Hope was always slow, and we got to the par three. It was like 16th or 17th hole, and it was, it might've been on Bermuda Dunes, and we walk up to the tee and Jack's in the group in front of us. And we're standing there and we're waiting and they're waiting. It's two groups on the tee. And Jack's just, he's talking to my dad. He's talking to everybody else. Just going on. And all of a sudden the green clears. So it's time for him to hit. And it's like a light switch turned on. And he went from being this person that talked to everybody to immediately be able to focus and, you know, get into a shot. And he knew what the yardage was. He knew everything. And he just, the ball was already teed up. He just turned, flipped the light switch on, and hit a beautiful shot right in the middle of the green. I, you know, about 10 feet, something like that. And I went, wow, that's why that guy's good.
Mm.
Did you hear Jack describe, somebody asked him about concentrating. He goes, no. He said, I learned early on that I needed to not figure out how to not get distracted by anything. That's what he described it as. Right? But Bob, when Jack flipped that switch, did you feel like you could feel that in the air? Yes, almost?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
So here's the next question. So
it wasn't just a matter of that, but it was his physiology and everything. Everything about him flipped the switch, and it was time to go.
So there are guys out there, and I'll say Tiger, I'll say Seve, Greg Norman, Jack for sure. They kind of like, tell me if you had the same experience. When you get around them, it's like a physical thing you can almost feel and sense, right? And you're thinking to yourself, am I just making this up in my head because, you know, I'm mentally looking at Jack Nicklaus going, wow, that's Jack Nicklaus, you know? But I'm telling you, I feel like it was like a physical energy you could almost feel. And I've had other people tell me the same thing. I'm like, that's pretty wild, you know? It's like, I don't know if we create that in our brains or if it's real, but a lot of people say, yeah, it's like it's a physical thing, like there's electricity in the air, you know, kind of, but not, you know what I mean.
And don't you think that, don't you think it kind of crosses over to greatness in really anything? Could be business, could be like I work with a good friend of mine and he's brilliant. But we played a lot of golf together, we've goofed off together, you know, had dinner. And yet I see him stand up in front of a group, whether it's, at the company or in front of investors or whatever. And it's the same thing. Like they get into this sort of game mode, and I'm not to diminish what the great athletes of all time.
No,
but you see that like whatever greatness is, you can kind of, you sense it when they get into that, whatever their craft is that they're good at. And I think that's the stuff of life, right? That's the stuff that's why people pay money to go to these events, to be able to witness that kind of thing.
It's pretty neat. It's like they almost get larger in life all of a sudden. It's just, and I swear, I'm telling you, you want to believe it's just your brain making that up, because if someone walked by who didn't know them at all, would they see the same thing, right? But I don't know. I feel like it's actually a physical thing. And, you know, Bob, it's why I think it's why athletes have these crazy good performances where maybe they can't even do stuff that they do, and under the most intense pressure. And you just wonder, I always used to feel like there was an energy you could, a physical energy you could pick up from the crowd. If you were in, you know, especially if you're paired with Tiger and it's six deep everywhere and everybody's yelling and screaming and stuff. And it's almost like you can feel that energy. And I think that's why there's home field advantage in sports too. And
yeah,
it's why it's easier to win the Ryder Cup at home than it is away, because you're getting all negative energy away. And there's only a couple guys walking around who are real good with negative energy. VJ's really good with negative energy. And Patrick Reed
is negative energy.
Yeah. And yeah. But no, I mean, there's some guys who do negative energy well. Most don't. But you can feel that stuff. And, you know, I guess it doesn't matter whether, I think your body, it's either a real thing or your brain and your body kind of, you know, it's like when you get an adrenaline rush, right? It's just your body creating stuff and you get more energy. I feel like it's like that in golf a lot. So
golf feels like anyway. It's even more difficult to manage. Like, right. There's so many different, it's a quiet battle, isn't it? Like that energy, you're talking about the energy. That energy can do multiple things to you, right? It can certainly drive you to hit to greatness, but it can also crush you. You know, if you're not able to harness that in the inappropriate ways. And you think about all the different things that can drive. I mean, talk about a crowd, right? If you're at a basketball or football game, the home field, you know, whatever, if you're the visitors, you're getting booed, you're getting jeered, all that kind of stuff. The challenge with golf is, gosh dang it, the silence can be
almost as
distracting. You know, the voices in your own head get louder. That's what, you know, so you've got to figure out, man, golf, I think that's why these athletes, they come out of their sports and they just love to figure out the puzzle that is the game of golf.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad always said, he said, I was the kind of guy that when the pressure got on, I performed the best. He said, there's a lot of people that will shrink away from that once they start feeling it. But he said, not me. Give me as much pressure as possible. Give me the ball, and so to speak, because I want to be in that situation and have a chance to win a golf tournament. That's what he loved. That's what he relished. And he's a guy that was totally self-taught. It was part of his DNA and his makeup. It was really cool to hear him talk about it.
I think, speaking of Rory McIlroy's golf swing change.
nice transition.
That's a good. So this is a big deal, though, right? You think about guys who are really good under pressure, like Jack and Hale Irwin and Trevino. All those guys, you can go out and mess with your golf swing and get in the hitting bay, get on track, man, get the video out. All your lines look great. I mean, you go on Instagram right now. There's 74,000 guys who look like the purest thing you've ever seen swinging a golf club, and you have no idea who they are. And they fly at 310, and they do all this and that. But I think you get to that crunch time, and all that matters, all these golf swing changes guys try to do and fix this and that, all that matters is that what do you execute with under pressure, right? And your dad figured that out and grooved it in there from day one, right? It was just grooved in from a young age, years and years and years of repeating the same thing over and over and over and over under the gun. And somebody who's trying to make a tweak in their golf swing, good luck with that repeating under the gun, because you're going to revert right back to your DNA of hitting a ball, right? So you don't know if you're working. I mean, there's nothing wrong with working on your golf swing. Tiger did it a lot. You know, everybody tweaks it. Everybody does stuff, but you just don't know until you get under the gun, whether it's good at all. You just don't know. And I think that's why I remember.
Go ahead.
It was, Hubert Green was talking about just he goes, I don't care how ugly the shot looks, how ugly anything looks. You know, if I just need to hit a fairway and there's water left, I want to just be able to not hit it in the water. And he goes, I don't care if I chunk it, whatever. You know, it's like you get into these things where you can hit a beautiful shot that you barely miss that goes in the water, or you can hit a clunker over to the right and you beat the guy who hit the beautiful shot. And those old, you know, a lot of the champions understand that. They just know how to, like your dad was saying, some guys figure out how to do the pressure and some guys don't. And that's a big mystery. No one's ever figured out. And I don't know if you can teach that, you know, can you teach anything in golf? You don't teach golf. You learn golf, right? Mm. So
deep.
Yeah.
You know, and along with that, so when my dad was young, he was playing junior golf in San Diego, great junior golf program and everything. And one of the kids that was a member at San Diego Country Club, where my dad caddied a lot and stuff and became friends with my dad, he said to his dad, he said, Billy Casper here's a pretty good and shooting some good scores on the, you know, there in junior golf. And he said, you know what? He needs a couple of lessons. And so this guy paid the pro to get my dad a couple of lessons. And the big thing that came out of it was his grip. He used to use a full finger grip or baseball grip. And they got him using the overlapping grip. My dad said, up until that point, my lowest score ever was 69. And he said, once I got that down and grooved that with my golf swing and everything, the next week, the highest score I shot was 69.
How old was he? Junior golf?
He was in junior golf. He was like 15, maybe 16.
Oh, okay.
At the time. And
full finger grip shooting 69.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of guys. Dave Barr won on tour. He used the full finger grip. There's a lot of guys. Bob Rosberg used full finger grip. Not a lot of them do it. You see mostly interlocking grip now. That's what most of the guys do. But just by changing his grip, nothing else. That's the only lessons he got his whole life.
That's amazing.
Just by changing his grip, that next week, the worst score he shot was 69.
And think about that. You wonder, as careers go along and things happen, what would have happened if your dad grew up at a different golf course and never got that grip change suggested?
Yeah.
I mean, we might have never heard of him. You never know.
Or what if
that pro
decided to insert his wisdom on him and try to change his swing?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you wonder about that all the time. I've always said that one of the things in golf that helps a guy become great is he just happens to be around a teacher who teaches him things that fit his body and his golf swing.
That click.
By
that
luck.
Click for him.
By
yep.
luck. Right. By chance that you're with the right guy who tells you the right thing for you. And I mean, it's kind of wild.
Well, that's, sure. That's the caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. You know, real golf is sitting around telling stories, talking golf, the game we love, and hope you enjoyed that. Caddy, good stuff, buddy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for the fireside chat, gentlemen.
That's what it was, for sure. That's the caddy right here wrapping us up on Real Golf Radio. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll see you next week. And thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer. Thanks to Jeff Root, who joined us in hour number one. That was the caddy for Bob. I'm Brian. We'll see you next week on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.